Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
This is a great time to begin a life cleanse. And for our next guest, Alicia Haywood, it's a great time to get in ready for your redesign. Now, Alicia was with us several months ago. You can go back to RadioMD/naturally savvy and naturally savvy and listen to her talk about her life cleanse, which was fascinating. And now she is set for the redesign. Alicia, welcome back.
Thank you, Lisa. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Alicia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And happy new year, Naturally Savvy Radio.
Yes, happy new year to you too. And we are excited to hear about how you're doing on your journey. So tell us where you're at now.
I think the cleanse is complete. Thank you very much. But it's the process continues. And so I'm moving out of the cleanse, you know, the part of the of this process where I was sort of getting rid of excess and the clutter around me, things that I had been dragging around for years, all that's gone. So I finished the last round of letting go New Year's Eve, I believe. You know, sort of I was addressing the last bit of items that were the more complicated ones to deal with. I think the last time I talked to you guys, I may have said something like, I had gotten rid of the majority of almost all of what I owned. And so if I was at a 10 at the start of 2014, I had gotten it down to maybe a one or a two.
Wow.
By the last time we talked. And so by New Year's Eve, I needed to address those last few things, and I did. And so the cleanse now is done, and I'm ready to get going on whatever this new version of me is supposed to be about. And so I'm being careful of producing. You know, I don't want to produce this because that's what I did for years. I don't want to produce my life now. I want my life to happen the way it was intended to. And so I've identified areas that have come up as confirmed areas that I am supposed to be working in or living or enjoying. I've identified them, and now I'm just sort of allowing them to surface, to happen very naturally without me orchestrating too much.
You know, it's so interesting, Alicia, because earlier in the show, and people can go back and listen, we had Dr. Judith Orloff, and she talked about surrendering. Andrea, isn't this? Did you think that as well?
Like, I was exactly going to say same thing. Yeah, no, her book is amazing, Alicia, and definitely should get a copy of it. You'll see it's Judith Orloff, and the name of the book, and we'll send it to you, the name of the book. Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life.
So that is exactly it. And I love that she uses the term ecstasy because I get it. I absolutely get it. It's a great feeling. Once you get to that point of just, and it's not an easy thing to do if you're used to being the kind of person who makes things happen. Surrendering forces you into a very different way of being and living and accepting. And so getting to that point of, you know, embracing the surrender, it is a phenomenal feeling. It really is. So I will,
Alicia,
tell us
a little bit about your redesign. Like, what are areas of your life are you looking to redesign? Is it financial? Is it your home? Like, what is it? If you want to share a little bit about that. So for people who are listening, for them to connect to you in terms of what you're looking to, I guess, you know, obviously I know you well, but in your case, it's probably a lot of different things. But just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's everything, you know. So I really did clean house. you know, and that's no exaggeration. I really did. And so it is the financial aspect of it, clearing the way for whatever's supposed to happen, allowed me to get rid of the things that were in my life that required a certain level of income. And so, I describe it now as having a very different perspective of what wealth may look like for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in wealth. I'm not as interested in wealth as I am interested in health, financial health. And so I'm looking at that now. The redesign of my perspective of that is simply, what do I need? How much do I need to live this new life? You know, it's not about the excess. It's about the essentials. And so it just takes much less. But yes, there's the financial aspect of the redesign. There is the redesign of the career path for sure. You know, the media industry doesn't look the way it did when I first started on this road to being a producer. And by the way, that started for me in third grade, so decades and decades ago. So it's very different now, and I'm not as interested in producing the kind of media content that we're sort of immersed in now. So I'm looking at redesigning my role in the industry, the kinds of things that I create or produce, the people that I work with or around. I'm prioritizing writing for sure. And that is part of me keeping my own creative desires at the forefront, which is something I would never really allow to happen in the past. It was always about what other people needed to have done or what I had to produce for other companies or other people. I would always allow the work of others or what I was doing for others to push my own creative desires to the back burner, and that cannot happen in 2015. So that is an absolute redesign. And I also want to limit work. I don't want work to take over my life anymore. That was absolutely my pattern in the past, but now I need it to be about what I'm enjoying, who I'm enjoying working with, I want to play almost as much as I'm working. So that is most certainly a redesign as well. And I think just sort of I want to get my voice out there more. I think over the years, people have gotten used to hearing my voice through other people. You know, that's really what producers do. But now I think that needs to come through my work. You know, I'm designing my own media literacy program, iSpeak Media, and I'm hoping to get that up and running very, very soon. I also am hoping to just do more things like this, connect more with people very directly, whether it's through radio or it's me speaking. So whatever will allow me to connect with people, through my own voice, that is also part of the redesign.
Well, I love that. And next time that you're on, I want to go through a series of questions with you. We'll do a little exercise and ask you some questions about your, you know, lessons from 2014. But we're out of time for today. And Alicia, thank you for being on the show. And where can people find you, your website?
Yeah, waterfrontmediagroup.com. And thank you both for having me.
Of course, anytime. You can also follow Alicia on Twitter at iSpeak Media. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy.